I'm super happy. Are you happy? Welcome to the Be You, Find Happy podcast. Here you'll find tips and tricks to inspire you on your way to happiness, to live a courageous life of authenticity, and learn how to speak your truth with grace. I'm Michaela Johnson, and welcome to our podcast. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. If you are new here, you will find all things fun, hippie, woo-woo, and metaphysical, plus happiness. I just can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you tuning into the show every week, and I try to bring you the most fabulous guests imaginable. If you are craving more happiness after listening to this podcast, check out beyoufindhappy.com, where you'll find all sorts of tangible tools, tips, tricks, and resources to incorporate more happiness in your life. Learn to speak your truth with grace and live a courageous life of authenticity. And remember, if you like this podcast, please click subscribe. Good morning, Charlie and Maureen. I'm so excited to have you on the Be You, Find Happy podcast today. And we're going to talk about all things being a power couple, which sounds super exciting. And you guys have some pretty incredible background to back up all of the amazing work you're doing. And we also share something similar. I am an insight timer guided meditator as well. So this is really cool. I'm really looking forward to learning more about you guys and how you inspire the world with your amazing offerings. Could you tell the listeners a little bit about your backstory, how you got here and what all you're doing?
Well, I'll start. The quick answer to that question is that Maureen got me into what I'm doing today, which is leading a group of investors who are focused on investing in startup companies in the space of consciousness, spirituality, and mental health. And, you know, Maureen got me into the space like 13, 14 years ago by introducing me to the Mind and Life Institute, which had been an organization that had done and inspired a lot of research in the area of mindfulness, compassion, et cetera. And that's how I got connected to this space. And I'll let Maureen, who's been in the space a lot longer than I have, talk about how she got into it.
So I'm a social scientist who 35 years ago started down the path, I call it my meandering path, of curiosity around human development, spirituality, social wellness, mental wellness, human flourishing, really. And I started doing yoga and meditation and spent most of my 20s exploring all kinds of modalities and quite frankly, finding me. Like, I love to find you, be happy. I've spent my, you know, since my early, like, 20s, really committed to finding my authentic self, my divine self, and being that in the world. And so I've taught at universities, I've worked in healthcare settings, I've worked in corporate settings. I am a teacher. I don't like the word teacher, but I'm a guide.
A guide.
Yeah, around spiritual development, and I taught quite a lot. And, you know, really my passion is about embodiment. I think we are energetic beings in physical forms having a human experience. And so I am really about being grounded and in your body and being aware and moving from thought-based knowledge, which is conditioned into us, into experience-based awareness. And I got involved with His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Richie Davidson, the neuroscientist from Wisconsin where I went to school, and brought Charlie into all of this because I really felt, this was probably 15 years ago, you know, that we need to scale. We need applications to help people center, connect to themselves, to the planet, to each other, and really flourish in who they truly are, which means letting go of a lot of conditioning, a lot of programming, a lot of attachments.
Maureen, you are singing to my heart. Yeah. Like, literally, we are spirit sisters, because just literally everything you said could just be my journey in life.
So I just absolutely love it. And, you know, your clients describe you as a force of nature and absolute magic. And I can hear it in your voice. Sorry, Charlie. I'm sure you're cool too. So listen, one of the things that you mentioned that I just started kind of dancing to is the energetic being part. And, you know, you guys say that through Shift It, it's really like this collaborative effort to ignite expanded states of human consciousness. And I am so fascinated by the concepts of human consciousness, especially lately. And, I've been finding even in my own life that I am literally like drawing almost like a magnet, these people who are vibrationally on the exact same frequency as I am. Mm-hmm. And it feels so powerful and sometimes intimidating and overwhelming. And so I'd love to just hear more about, you know, what you guys are doing in that work and what it embodies as the term you like to use there.
Well, yeah, this is my passion. So I could speak forever about it. But, you know, we are just electromagnetic vibrating photons. I mean, that's what we are. And we're energy and everything is energy. And, you know, the earth is energy and everything on it. So, and I'm not saying we don't have physical form, because we certainly do. And to operate here, we need to be in that physical form. But really, our inspiration, our revelations, our intuition, our innate wisdom and intrinsic wholeness comes from that integration of being a physical and energetic and emotional and mental being. And so it's, you know, this whole field of biofield science and subtle energy, which I'm really passionate about and engaged in, is about really seeing us humans in physical form as energy. And, you know, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, so much of science and medicine is moving quickly around this, and we are learning more and more about this. And I, you know, just to kind of, I want to comment on what you said about the magnetism. You know, in my experience, we have duality, which is black and white, either or. You know, that's what I was born into. It's you know, this competitive right, wrong. And then there's another level, which I call paradox, which is it's a state of both and. It's not either or, it's both and all is. And, you know, we talk about the oneness, and this is paradox. And then above that, or beyond that, I don't want to say above, beyond that, is something I call dynamic stillness, which is extremely synergistic and synchronistic, and that magnetic force. You set an intention, you experience what it would be like to be in that intention, and it reveals itself and it's drawn to you. And so much of our life, I mean, that's what happened with Charlie and I. That's how we came together. We, you know, much of our life now today for the past 15 years is really in this dynamic stillness of, it's an extremely active state, but there is a stillness and a ease to it. And we are manifesting our lives, you know, as a couple, as parents, but as professionals and in our work, with trying to bring to the masses, and Charlie can talk more about this, platforms and solutions to help people alleviate the inner suffering, be happy.
Yes.
So, and Charlie can say more about that.
Okay, but before Charlie does that, can I just say mm-hmm. one thing? So the comments about the energetic beings in physical forms having human experiences, mm-hmm. I really like that reshift of thought. I really like when we, and I think it empowers people to live life from a different place and not a place mm-hmm. of fear of your physical death or whatever. And also, right. I think that it really starts to allow you to live more intuitively as well, yeah. experiencing and realizing like, oh, in this moment, I'm supposed to be having this experience, and then using that as a transformative part of your life. So for example, yesterday I was going to give the first speaker presentation since pre-COVID in person to a large group. I've done the Zooms, I've done all that. It's not the same. And as I'm driving, I had a number of events happen that, put me later. I was actually on target to be earlier and stopped off since I had extra time. And then I ended up going over this bridge near where we live, taking a different road. And this bridge is 700 feet tall. It's a well-known bridge in the United States. And wouldn't you know that as I was driving over, there was a jumper. And the sirens were blaring and everybody was, coming over and all of that. And I'm having this entire energetic experience being an emotional part of something that I'm driving by. Mm-hmm. As I'm going to give a presentation to a large group of women on not living in fear and et cetera, being happy.
Right.
And I took that moment and I said, okay, I'm supposed to receive this energetically because there's something I need to do with this next. And it felt very empowering while feeling very rattling and suffocating and all of those things. So I think there's a lot to what you're talking about here. And I think that we're really just starting to rip open the kind of pull the veil back, on the land of Oz and start to see these things.
Right. Right. And, the veil, I love the fact that you use the word veil because it is about going through the veils. And what happened for me then, why I have speak to this now for 35, 6 years, is because I did have a spontaneous mystical experience 35 or 6 years ago where I really dissolved into I was willing to die. I was willing to let go. I surrendered. I had no attachment. And I dissolved into this space of being energy and being able to see my body, but knowing that wasn't me, and had this experience, mystical experience with energy. And then I came back into my body. I've had many since, but I came back into my body in pure ecstatic joy and knew that was it. My life had changed forever because I had this awareness and experience. And I know other people have too. And so I know I'm an energetic being, and this is just a temporary physical form I'm in. I'm here to learn. I'm here to experience. I'm here to have joy, be joy. And every, like you're saying, the synergy, the synchronicity, everything, looking at things differently than in, a mechanistic way that humans are entrained to think. And as a result of that experience, my intuitive abilities, my mystical abilities just blew open. And I do live a multidimensional life. And for most people, they have no idea how to
right.
Listen to that. And it did. I mean, I was confused and it took me several years to find context for what was happening to me. But I see energy. I hear energy. I play with energy. I sense energy. I can work with energy. And for people who've not had the experience, it's hard to understand that. But it is just as real as everything else in my life. And it has, it does absolutely shifts or reshapes your way of being and seeing the world. And we are joy, by the way. That's the big thing.
I love it.
When we get rid of everything, we're just left with pure joy.
So I want to hear from Charlie, but just real quick, one more thing. Do you guys do any work in the realm of twin flames and soulmates? I'm just curious, as a couple, in this kind of energetic life.
Yeah, I'm not a big believer in a lot of the new agey kind of things like twin flames or soulmates or lots of that stuff. Because I feel like we're trying to explain the unknowable and we're trying to put things into categories and boxes. For me, what I would say is I am unconditional love and I love everyone and everything. So that doesn't mean I could partner with others, but I love them. So I think when we get to that point of dynamic stillness and unconditional love, you can't see things in that way. It's just not possible. So no, we don't do any work in that area.
Cool. All right. Well, that answers that. Charlie, what are you thinking in all of this kind of yapping that we're doing over here?
Oh, I'm loving it. I can continue to just listen. This is a great conversation.
Well, inspire us, Charlie. You've got to have some thoughts on this.
Well, I mean, so the work that I do is really, I mean, the way I describe it in our family, in our relationship, is Maureen is the wisdom. So she's the multidimensional being out there, you know, bringing wisdom, bringing questions, bringing inspiration. And then, you know, then I'm the method. I'm the third dimensional being, Harvard Business School trained, worked in the corporate world. And, you know, and then what I'm trying to do is to bring these insights, support teachers, support companies to help transform humanity through investment. And so how do we bring these concepts into third dimensional, companies that are, you know, that can distribute, information widely around the world globally so that more people can have access to this kind of, you know, this kind of conversation, can be invited to go deeper themselves, to discover, you know, who they are and how, you know, and what is happiness for them. So, I've been doing this work for 9 years. It's my joy, you know, to support companies and build, you know, co-create a new global industry or movement or some term like that, around what you and Maureen have been describing.
So I'm having this huge realization as we're talking that you created Insight Timer.
No, that's not true. I'm on board of the company.
Wow.
We're investors of the company. What I've helped to support with that company was a community that was a completely free community and about 6 million people on it. And then we made an investment because we wanted to support the company's mission to not only help the teachers to get their word out, which Insight Timer is really good at, but also to make more money. So we invested in the company to help them take this free community, keep it a free community, but also provide ways for people to engage with teachers so the teachers could make, could make a living off the platform, you know. And so my passion with that company, which I could talk about for, mm-hmm. For a long time, is it's a perfect manifestation of how do we create the opportunities for expanded consciousness with a community supported by the world's, you know, leading teachers who are benefiting in a myriad of ways from being on the platform. But by being on the platform, they're inspiring, you know, now 500,000 people are on that platform every day. And it's a platform that has grown to 18 million without ever spending any marketing dollars. And
gosh.
So that's, to me, that's really, that's a fun thing to support.
Oh, incredibly phenomenal. And even bigger than that, and how I kind of came to this realization is I was, just thinking about the fact that you guys have, you know, brought 100 million people together to globally meditate. Is that fact, the fact that you guys are creating something through your own power existence as multidimensional beings that is literally elevating the entire consciousness of the universe. I mean, that is just like mind-blowing spectacular.
Thank you.
Yeah. and we have a lot of fun doing it.
And I'm hopeful, I mean, just to say on another note, I'm hopeful that we might, I mean, I have a lot of hope, but I'm hopeful that we can even change the mental health system eventually, because I don't think it's serving us that well. And some of our companies, like Happify is another company we invest in. I love that company. And they started out, you know, just wanting to explore happiness and the science of happiness. And now they're a health company. It's called Happify Health because they found that they've got great user engagement and that some of their platform and their applications actually help health conditions. And it's become, it's not a digital therapeutic, it's a digital,
well, it is a digital therapeutic, but it's also, it's basically, you know, there will be, it'll be approved by the FDA at some point, for, to treat certain conditions, and they'll partner with healthcare institutions to do that. And, you know, and doing all this without having to, you know, without having to put chemicals in your body.
Right, and being able to have some what I call personal sovereignty, and being able to, you know, grow and change and take some responsibility for your health, and it's just a very different paradigm. And we didn't think about that going into this, but this is what's evolved, and we have other companies doing similar things. So for me, it could be a really, not just impacting human consciousness, which is what we would like, but also our mental health system.
So it, obviously you're singing to my heart with the mental health world, being a psychotherapist. And what I really think even beyond that is the fact that there has been now a stripping down of the disconnect between the physical body and the emotional body and the spirit body. And now people are starting to draw this realization that this is a unit. And it's a unit with many layers and so many untapped layers that we haven't even dove into. And I've had a lot of conversations with various different scientists about the energy component of thought and the healing properties of that. And I do think that for some reason, and I really can't even begin to speculate, we have dumbed ourselves down to not realize our power as a sovereign being. I mean, it truly is like unlimited, I think. What do you think about that? Because you talked about, you know, the sovereignty as well.
Yeah. And, you know, I call it personal sovereignty, liberation, freedom. You know, again, I'm going to go back to, I think as energetic beings, we can be in physical form and have this human experience and liberate ourselves. So we can have heaven on earth, to use that term, that we actually have been dumbed down, and you know, that so much of it's conditioning and entrainment. You know, the patriarchal system, which we've been living under for what, 5,000 years at least, about dominance and suppression, like all of that is in our bones, as I would say, and we have to liberate ourselves from it. And I do believe, and there is more and more scientific evidence that our thoughts make a difference, our narratives make a difference. I don't think it's as quick and easy as we'll just, you know, do a positive affirmation and everything will change. I'm not quite there. But we do, like, you know, I know with my kids, we have three young adult kids, and they'll call and they'll say, la, la, la. And I'll say to them, what story are you telling yourself? And they're like, oh, yeah, like I'm telling myself this story and it's not true. It may have been true years ago. It's not true anymore. Okay, stop telling yourself this story. What story do you want to tell? And then they're like, yeah, this is my story. And I'm not saying everything changes magically, but it stops giving that story any power. And it starts, they start to envision, I mean, I do this with my clients too, but they start to envision this new story and living in it. And so this is embodiment. We're going to go back to embodiment, but this is the big thing for me. If you have an intention, a really clear intention you want to manifest, then you have to live in that intention with gratitude as if it's already happened. And what does it feel like in your body? When people, this, the big one is people, you know, want a partner. I want a partner. I want a partner. Good. I want you to have a partner. So stop thinking about what the partner's going to be like, which is what a lot of people do, and start thinking about how you want to feel when you're in that partnership. Like, how does it feel in your body? What are you sensing and experiencing? How do you want to be when you're in that partnership? And start being like that. And they'll show up. And for the people who do that, they do show up. The people are focused on, well, I want them to be like this and I want this. And it doesn't happen. So that's just a little example of like the energy. We're energy. We're putting energy out. We're impacted by the energy coming in. And how do we direct that energy? And how are we embodying that energy? And so that's where thoughts make a big difference. What are we telling ourselves? What beliefs? How are we approaching this? What's our story? Is really important. And so are the emotions, right? Emotions are just waves of energy. Ride them through. They'll be done. You might even get an aha at the end of it. You know, don't shut it down. Don't hang on to it. There's usually a gift in our emotions, but we've been so entrained to, you know.
You're absolutely spot on. And this is what I was sharing with the women's group yesterday about, you know, there is something in the experience, whatever that experience is, that you can take with you and use it for your greater good in your own life continuance, you know? And, as you were talking, I was thinking about how, and a lot of the listeners know this at this point, but I'm working on my pilot's license, and it has been an almost like instantaneous stripping down of any narrative that I thought I had. Mm-hmm. And I've experienced every single emotion on the whole gamut from, you know, the color scale of the rainbow. And it's been incredible. And I wish that it was something that was available to more people who might be willing, because it just shows you how much we create in our mind about what we can't do or what we're not capable of or what perspective we have on certain things in life. And it's just been utterly life-changing. So as you were talking, I was kind of drawing that connection to the literal, the energetic flying is very analogous for the literal flying.
Right.
Yeah.
And wow. I would add to that the key to, for me, the key to liberation, and you were kind of talking about it, is surrender. Right. Mm. And people, and I, you know, I've taught this for a long time, and people intellectually are like, oh yeah, surrender. Like intellectually, like, yeah, I get that concept. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about back to embodiment, actually doing it, actually surrendering, letting go of all of it, not being attached to any of it. Like I said, you said it too, like death, letting go, you know, the minute we're born, we're in the death process. So let go and understand we're going to die. So surrender to that, surrender to, you know, whatever's coming up and move through it. And it's just a really hard concept for a lot of people to understand in terms of actually integrating it and acting it out. And really saying, all right, I let go. I'm not in charge. I don't have control. I have choice every moment, but I don't have control. And I think that's what you're describing with the flying lessons. It's like you have choice every moment in that experience, and you're choosing to really surrender to it and ride the waves and learn.
I like literally need to quote everything you just said. It's just really beautiful and spectacular. And I always get excited by other word slayers. So that I think that, you know, what really resonated with me was you said, the minute we're born, we're dying. So surrender and live, you know, I don't think you said that part, but I added it, but yeah, that was just so beautiful. I really want the listeners to soak that in. Like you have choice every moment in this experience, but surrender to it and allow, like live in the flow on some level. And that's just really spectacular. I love that concept. Carolyn Miss, I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she does a tremendous amount of work on the concepts of taking power back versus the idea that we have the power within. So stop giving it away. You don't have to take it back if you never give it away. You know, what do you think about that as it relates to human potential?
Oh, absolutely. I do know her work. You know, she's one of the people in my 20s that I met and studied with a little bit. You know, I totally agree. Like and this is again a hard concept for people, but this is the liberation piece. We are powerful beings, and we just have to own it. We just have to stand in it. We just have to be it. And it's different for everyone, but it's not power over. You know, so much of the patriarchal system we're in, it's like dominance, suppression, power over. This is not the kind of power I'm talking about. The kind of power I'm talking about is personal power. So again, I say this, people don't like it, but you know, if we're really honest with ourselves, in the big picture, we are powerless. Like a meteor could hit the earth tomorrow and we could all be gone. You know, a bomb can drop on us. Like we don't have that kind of control. However, every moment we have choice, and that is our power. So if we choose how we react, we choose how we behave, we choose what we think, we choose how we feel, or what we do with our feelings. That's our power. You know, if someone is coming at me and, you know, yelling at me for some reason, I have the power. My power is the choice to stand there and listen, or my choice is to say, stop and walk away and say, you cannot speak to me like that. I think that our power comes from setting really clear and consistent boundaries and holding ourselves and others accountable and not tolerating, you know, dysfunctional or destructive ways of being. And it's challenging because if you, again, this is the liberation process. If you're raised in a family, which may be a loving, good family, but there's dysfunction in it, and you tolerate the dysfunction because you know nothing better, you know nothing else, you grow up and go into the world and you think that that was fine, and you don't see the dysfunction in it because it's all you know. And so you tolerate it until someone steps up and says, wait a minute, that's not okay. You know, they weren't raised in a family with that kind of dysfunction. And so they say, that's not okay. You don't have to accept that. And you go, really? Okay. That's the liberation. I say to people, we tolerate so much, and we want to do enough work so we can manage the unacceptable. And I'm coming from the place of, I want to do enough work so I transcend the unacceptable, which, you know, is part of our work, is trying to help people move beyond the limitations of the dysfunctional and tolerable ways in which people live.
And I really think something that you're doing contributes to this process, and I want to learn more about that. Can you share a little bit about the idea of conscious breathing?
Yeah. So for me, breath is everything, right? It's life. And with meditation and yoga and Qigong and all of that, it all is rooted in breath. So, you know, some people aren't the best at meditating, or they can't meditate. And so just working with your breath can make a huge difference. Just being conscious of your breath. We are unconscious breathers. Dolphins, our friends, are conscious breathers. They have to go to the surface to breathe. We are unconscious breathers. So we have breathing patterns that aren't necessarily good for us. And there's more, you know, that we just kind of were entrained into. And there's more and more evidence. I can't remember the name of the book, but there was a book that came out not too long ago about breath. That is a bestseller. I think it's by a New York Times reporter, but I'm sorry, I can't remember. But breath is everything. And if we can become conscious of our breath and know our breathing patterns, we can change everything. You know, there's ways to breathe to slow down or to enhance your parasympathetic nervous system. There's ways to breathe to reduce anxiety. There's ways to breathe that can help alter our consciousness. Just the simple fact that when we breathe in our nose, it's a better way to breathe than through our mouth. And there, you know, there's a lot, we get 18 percent more nitric oxide. I mean, like all of this good stuff that we just don't know about. So to just become conscious of our breathing can shift people drastically and get them more embodied and get them more aware, and less reactive and less autopilot and less out of body.
I like what you describe as autopilot, because I really see this a lot lately, and it's been so challenging for me, because I don't think people are living within their potential, and I know that that's not my journey, but it is challenging to see when somebody is held into that autopilot. Mm-hmm. I go here, I do this, I exist in this way, and then I go here and I do this, and I exist in this way, and then I go here and I go home, and then I do this. And it's devastating for me, because I know that there is so much possibility. And where I find the most possibility is in my meditation practice. And I know that for a lot of people, and we've had guests on the podcast that are, you know, helping people find some insight to how to start in that world. But it seems so overwhelming and intimidating to sit with yourself, but you're not alone. You know, you are so connected with so many other energies that are being driven in your highest good. And it's just really a powerful space. And I wish that more people could experience that in times when they're in autopilot. You know what I mean? Like, you're sitting at your desk in your cubicle at work, and maybe not anymore. Maybe you're in your Zoom or whatever. But there's opportunities throughout the day while we're in autopilot, even, I think, to tap into that higher self. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. And it could just be just by taking 5 minutes to just breathe consciously, because when you do a particular breath technique, you have to focus on the breath and your brain has to stop, you know, ruminating or thinking, or it, you just come right into the body and you're focused on the experience of breath in your body. And what I have found is some people are not able to sit with themselves and meditate or do mindfulness for many reasons. And one of which could be there's, you know, unprocessed or unconscious trauma. And so it's just too uncomfortable. But if they just focus on their breath and do like binaural beats or some kind of healing music, that can get them, and there is research around binaural beats, that can get them into the meditative state without, you know, and be able to be there without feeling so uncomfortable.
Are we talking about like megahertz, like 432 megahertz type stuff?
No, binaural beats are specific. I love, by the way, 420. The love frequency. I listen to that when I walk the dog. But I meant more binaural beats are specific beats in music that create sound waves that actually put your brain into a more meditative state, you know, activating more alpha waves. And so, you know, there are ways to get to that state, that more relaxed alpha wave state, than just your meditation, because it can be quite challenging.
I'm not familiar with this. This is new to me. And I wonder if I haven't been doing this on some level with certain musics that, you know, formations that I listen to, because I have these experiences. I'm really curious. How can people learn more about that concept?
Well, binaural beats, they can, you know, there's lots of good binaural beats, sound healing stuff on Insight Timer. But I think if they really want to understand how sound can help them shift, I would recommend looking up Marconi Union. That's the name of the band, Marconi Union out of the UK. There's a song called Weightless. It's on Spotify, it's on YouTube, it's on all the streaming services, and it was specifically developed by the band to reduce anxiety.
And it's called Weightless song. Weightless. If I just type Weightless.
Yeah, type in Weightless by Marconi Union. Marconi Union.
Oh, I found it. Okay.
And they developed it, and they to reduce anxiety. And there's an actual study. They took that music into pre-op in the hospital to reduce anxiety of pre-op patients. And the result of the research was 65% reduction in anxiety. And not only that, there was improvement in physiological symptoms pre-op. So I have recommended this to people with anxiety, or people who just want to kind of relax into that state, and they've had great success. I mean, my favorite story was an older woman who hadn't slept through the night in like 70 years or something. And she put it on, she put Weightless on auto repeat, and she slept through the night for the first time in her life. Or since she
could. Oh my gosh. And I'm saying, like, beyond excited to, like, I'm going to totally rabbit hole and this as soon as we're done.
And I'm not saying it's incredible. Yeah, and I'm not saying it's for everybody, because there is no one thing that is for everybody. But, you know, I think music, and we're, again, a lot of research is going on around sound healing and music and frequency. And I think there's a lot here that can help us to shift.
So we have a studio, yoga studio nearby, and he has an incredible sound healing room with an enormous amount of instruments, and it actually cured him of Lyme disease.
Yeah, I
so
believe it.
He does. Oh man, you lay down in there and you blast off to another planet. Like it's truly incredible. I mean, you can feel the vibration like in the very depths of your body. It's astounding.
Yes.
So I'm very intrigued of, you know, just the power of sound healing as you're describing. That sounds incredible. Charlie, are you still with us?
I am definitely.
Well, and I was going to say, Charlie could even speak to, we've looked at companies that are doing sound healing.
Wow.
Yeah, we've looked at a lot of companies. They're doing sound healing in physical places. They're doing it through furniture.
They're, chairs. You know,
they're embedding into wow. beds.
It's all energy, right? I mean, it's all energy.
Yeah. So we've looked at a lot of companies like that. And like Maureen said, you know, it's used on some of our platforms, like Inside Timer. There are multiple, you know, there's a ton of music, that promotes sound healing. And so I think there's more and more that will be done in that area, and more people like mindfulness. Like 9 years ago, when I started on this journey of investing, and I would say to people that, you know, we're investing in mindfulness companies, they'd look at me like I was, you know, just a little bit off. And now, you know, now this is, meditation's becoming pretty ubiquitous. So the question is, okay, so where do we go next? What is like, and that's where I love to be, is like, okay, where are we sort of out on the crazy, you know, realm? And let's look at that. So what if sound healing actually can be proven and we take less drugs because we're more relaxed? And what if, you know, then also, what if we look and say, okay, so sound healing is a modality. There are all of these modalities. What if we can get to know a person well enough to say, given what we know about you, we recommend meditation for you. But for you, we recommend, you know, for somebody else, it might be sound healing. For somebody else, it might just be, hey, you know, become an artist, you know, spend time creating. I mean, do this plus this plus this. And, you know, because there is no one right way.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking about how when I started my therapeutic journey as a psychotherapist, I followed the rules that were laid out by the governmental authorities, you know, and in 11 years of practice now, like, for example, my last workshop, which was this past weekend, I brought a huge bag of dirt. And right. I incorporated oracle cards, music. We planted, we did meditation together, all of these different modalities on the pots that they planted. They did mantras and colorful art. And I realized at some point in my journey, like, hey, no, what feels right intuitively to me in how I show up in this space and is right. It's just right. That's all there is to it. And I've incorporated all of these different healings that we're talking about. And I think you're just absolutely right, Charlie. Like it's not one solution. It's many. And it's realizing that we forsake them. Like we, as kids, they came natural to us as children. We sat outside and imagined in our minds and created things that were not what was structurally in front of us. And we played in the dirt and we colored and we sang and we danced and we did all of these things. And then at some point we're like, nope, that's not for me anymore. And that was just a grave mistake, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. And well,
go ahead.
what I was going to say is when I speak at conferences or something, people will ask me, what's my favorite mindfulness app? And there are thousands. I've looked at hundreds of different companies in that space. And I just consistently say, you know, my favorite meditation app is Mother Nature. Like, it's a technology that was created for us. And you were, you know, going back to it, kids, mm-hmm. We were in the sand, we were in the dirt. And for me, you know, there's nothing better than just, like, you know, this weekend we just walked together in nature by the beach or on the beach, listening to the sounds of nature, which is just waves crashing.
Where are you guys at? Where are you guys at?
Well,
are you Northern California?
No, currently we're in Palm Springs. We spend our winters in Palm Springs, but we.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we live in Park City, Utah in the summer. And we just have to go to the beach this weekend because we needed the ocean. But, you know, I want to go back to something you said, which is really important. So I am a licensed psychotherapist, at, you know, 35 years at this. And from the beginning, I was really, this is why I'm saying I want the mental health system changed. From the beginning, I was like, this talk therapy stuff is good in the sense of helping us become more aware and kind of normalizing maybe what we're going through and knowing we're not alone and having a champion for ourselves. But then there's not much after that. I mean, if we really want to grow and change, we need to use all these different modalities. And I've been trained in a lot of modalities to do these deep dives and to reconnect with ourselves and to find our way. And just talk therapy just doesn't do that for me. So I stopped doing traditional talk therapy a long time ago. And like you said, integrate a lot of different modalities. You know, I've been trained in EMDR. My latest is neuro reset therapy, you know, using creativity and nature. And I mean, all of it really invites a person to go deeper and to start to reconnect. You know, that's why I don't like the word teacher, because I think it's about remembering, you know, remembering and reconnecting and, you know, finding their way through to their authenticity. And that's not really how the mental health system works. So that's what I'd like changed.
I completely agree. That's why I said earlier when you were singing to my heart. On the note of singing, I was just going to share with the listeners two of my favorites. Peter Helland has a great album on Apple Music called The Dance of Life. I think you can find it on other channels as well. And also, I absolutely love the Native American flute music, too. Mm. Super spectacular.
Yeah.
As you guys were talking about the ocean, just so meditative, the endless horizon, yeah. The salt air. I mean, really, there's something spectacular about that. And I think, you know, for people that live in middle America, you know, any kind of nature and any kind of water. I recently read a study about how water has memory. And so even just drinking water carries the memory of where that water has been. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that was pretty spectacular and mind blowing.
Yes, absolutely. I could go on and on about water, but I won't. When I said I had that first spontaneous mystical experience.
Yes.
I got a download about water. So like,
wow.
That's another conversation.
Wow. We might have to have that conversation, because I just think it's so spectacular and just interesting. I'm really curious to learn more about, you know, all of it. And even listen to Zach Bush a lot, Dr. Zach Bush, about, you know, the foods that we eat and the experiences that they've had, plants and likewise. And it's really fascinating. It's truly fascinating. So much untapped stuff, but the more that I'm in my best frequency, the more I'm connecting with, like I said earlier, these like-minded frequencies, and the possibilities are just explosive. Like, it's so endless. It really it really feels like that. I know that we have to come to a close. I just want you guys to know that I absolutely adored our time together. Super spectacular. And I'd love for you to share with the listeners how they can learn more about all of the incredible things that you guys are doing in the spiritual and self-help realm.
Yeah. So we our website is shiftit.com, shiftit.com. And that will tell you about us and what we're doing in the world. And there's a link there to the Bridge Builders Collaborative site, which is our, the investment piece of the companies we invest in and our partners who invest with us and the work we're trying to do through that. And also Charlie and I are in the process of, I think we're going to do a podcast, the two of us. People have been asking us, and we want to just do it to inspire and ignite and bring all of these scientists and entrepreneurs and investors and CEOs to be interviewed about going deeper. We're going to talk about what it really means to go deeper, because it's time. Enough of us are meditating. It's time now to go deeper. So you can, on our website, we have a little bit of information about that. We'll probably be launching it sometime this summer. But shiftit.com is the best place to go.
And you can find Maureen and her conscious breathing course on Insight Timer.
That's true.
Ah, so lovely. When I get a free moment that later this afternoon, I'm going to take it, not going to lie. Oh, this was so beautiful. Thank you guys so much for coming on the BU Find Happy podcast. And like always, we'll include all the links in the show notes.
This has been a BU Find Happy podcast.
Da, 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 da.
For more inspiration, check out our links.
Whoa, is that?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.